Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Atlanta's Jazz Station 91.9 WCLK. And this morning we are talking open enrollment, and specifically open enrollment for our seniors who have Medicare. And we're talking with Star Slade from Georgia Care. Star, thanks so much for coming and sharing with our listeners.
Good morning, Kiplin. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm glad to have you because we know that, you know, seniors sometimes get a little confused. They've got caregivers who may be a little confused. And so I always think it's good to talk about, you know, what's going on. So first question, what should people do if they had challenges using their Medicare coverage in the past, are, you know, signing up, making changes? What can they do?
Okay, so the first thing they should do is contact Georgia Cares, which is Georgia's State Health Insurance Assistance Program, or the SHIP, for assistance with their Medicare issues. You can reach us locally at 877-220-0127.
So just a simple phone call.
Just a simple phone call, and we can schedule to see them one-on-one, or we can help them over the phone, or they can come to one of our events.
So all you have to do is call and someone from Georgia Cares will actually speak with you. You're not going to get trapped in voicemail, jail, or anything like that.
No.
Now, are there plans at multiple price points? Because some seniors may have extra that they want to put in for extra coverage or extra things. Or some seniors, maybe not. They want to stay at the low end. Maybe they're healthy, you know, not a lot of challenges. Is it one size fits all? Or can you actually choose what you need for your situation?
Right. So there is not a one size fits all for Medicare. It's very complicated. There are Medicare Advantage and drug plans at multiple price points. And Medicare pays 80% of the cost that the seniors are responsible for, the other 20% of the cost. If they don't have coverage from another source, such as a Medigap or employer coverage or anything like that, so an employer plan or coverage from the VA, it may cover the 20%, but if not, then the senior would be responsible for that out of pocket.
And those are if you get the extra plans.
Right.
So on top of your regular Medicare, it's no charge.
Absolutely.
But if you've got certain health needs and you need an Advantage plan because you may be going to a certain doctor a little bit more and this would help with that coverage or to go to that specific person,
right,
you would want to investigate an Advantage plan.
Right, an Advantage plan or Medigap, which is the supplemental plan that covers the 20%.
Okay. So there are answers even in those situations where funding is concerned. Because I think a lot of people are like, no, I better not do that because I might not be able to afford it.
Right. Absolutely. But there are Georgia Cares would help you find what's best for you. We would help you decide if you needed a Medigap to cover that 20% or if you're just okay with original Medicare. So
without having to get the Advantage.
Exactly.
That brings us to that Medicare alphabet. And I know we talk about, you know, B plans, C plans, and D plans. Mm-hmm. Just give us a little overview. What are the alphabets and what do they pertain to?
Okay, so there's two different sets of alphabets. So there's original Medicare, which is your A, which is hospital coverage, B, which is your doctor's visits, C, which is Medicare Advantage plans, and D is your prescription drug plans. So that's one alphabet. But then there's also the alphabet for the supplements or your Medigaps. And those plans are A, B, C, D, F, G, K, L, M, and N. There's 10 plans. So those all offer the same basic benefits. They cover the 20% that you'd be responsible for out of pocket. So you can look that up on Medicare.gov on the Medigap search tool, or you can call Georgia Cares and we can help you pick a plan.
You know, we've talked about this before, and I talk about it every year in open enrollment because I have parents that I'm, you know, navigating the programs with. And I think this is the first time I've heard about the Medigap. So there's something new. And that's what I tell people, too, in that open enrollment. You don't have to just, you know, say, okay, I'll just stick with what I have, you really might want to check and see if some of these other things are working for you or would provide better coverage for you.
Absolutely. So the Medigap is the supplemental policy. So a lot of people don't know it as Medigap. They know it as supplemental. And basically, it's just like your car gap insurance. It covers the gap between what Medicare pays and what you're responsible for.
That is really important to know. Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing, I know a lot of people think it's just easier to just stick with what I've got. But if you were diagnosed with a new illness or a new health challenge in 2018, does that make it even more important to kind of check where you stand?
Well, it's always important to check where you stand. It just depends. Does your current plan cover what you have? Are you having any problems with your medical needs? So it's always best to just check and see what's out there and see if there's something better or something that can assist you even better than what you have.
And now you mentioned the supplements and we talked about, you know, hospital, doctor appointments, Advantage, and the drug. That's the original ABCD. Mm-hmm. What about dental and vision? Are there supplements for dental and vision, or how will seniors go about addressing those concerns?
So generally, original Medicare does not provide dental or vision coverage. Some Medicare Advantage plans offer limited coverage for dental and vision. So a lot of times the seniors have to look into other plans outside of Medicare to cover their dental and vision.
And those things are important for seniors. Teeth health, oral
exactly.
health is important. And vision, if you're hypertensive or have other health challenges,
right.
there are reasons that they want you to really have your eyes checked on an annual basis.
Absolutely.
So check those plans on that. And we've talked about D, which covers pharmacies. But can you share why that's so important for seniors to be aware of that pharmacy part? Because there's some medications out there that may cost you, you know, more than a car note almost.
Absolutely. So Medicare Part D is your prescription drug coverage. If you have a Part D plan, you'll receive information from your plan with a list of the medications that are on the formulary. And you should find out which pharmacies are in the list as well. But it's very important for you to make sure that your medications are covered and on the formulary. And if they're not, it may be beneficial to look at another plan or call GeorgiaCare so we can help you find manufacturer's plans or other plans that assist, such as the LIS, which is the low income subsidy, which would help pay for your prescriptions, and extra help. Those are things that we work with you to try to help.
And I want to say, because generics make a big difference, too. So a lot of times a doctor might prescribe some new, you know, cutting edge medicine. And you could go with a generic that's been around for longer and maybe get the same results.
Absolutely. That's also very important to check on. If they've given you a brand name drug and it's $500, $600, some of them run in the thousands. You definitely want to check, either have your doctor put it on your formulary, or, well, you can contact Medicare or the drug plan and ask them to put it on your formulary, or you can look into getting the generic.
The alternative. Mm-hmm. So now, I know that there are people out there, because I'm one of them. I've looked at the book, I've gone on the website, and I'm still going, okay, but do we really need to change this? Do I really need to do something? And, you know, I call it that, what is it, paralysis of analysis. You keep going over and over, well, if you do this, it's going to be this much. And how can you get, you know, you're still confused, you're struggling, your deadline is coming, you've got the website up, you know, what can you do?
Okay, so at that point, that's when you need to definitely call GeorgiaCare's, your state health insurance assistance program, because when you're at that point that it's so much information that you're at a mind blog and you're just like, what should I do? That's when we can assist you and guide you and help you make the right decision for you.
And now, how many folks do you all work with on average, Star? Do you know how many people you all?
So we're, during open enrollment, we're dealing with maybe 100 people a day, and that's October 15th all the way through December 7th. On an average, we're dealing with 30 to 50 people a day before open enrollment and after enrollment.
So you don't have to wait for open enrollment. You can get in touch with you guys at any time, right?
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
To discuss it. But I know the open enrollment period, I'm already feeling stressed. You know, can kids call and change the plans for their parents? You know, can caregivers call? How do you avoid, you know, HIPAA regulations? Do you need your parent or the senior in your life to make you a person that they share the information with? But how can you avoid those regulations and, you know, making caregivers and children feel comfortable sometimes making those changes for the seniors in your life? Because, you know, that's taking on a big responsibility, but you might be able to figure it out better than the senior.
Right.
So can a daughter or a son?
So what happens in that situation is the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which is CMS, has an authorization form available on Medicare.gov website for seniors that want someone else to access their personal health information. It's recommended that the senior provide verbal or written approval prior to someone else switching their plan. But GeorgiaCares requires certain other information prior to enrolling someone in a plan. And usually the children and caregivers have the required information for that senior, and or else the senior is available to give us a verbal consent.
So you can, you know, you don't have
Absolutely.
To worry about HIPAA. There's things to do so that you can kind of take over to help guide the senior in your life.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Now, the other thing that I became aware of after talking with GeorgiaCares is that you age into Medicare, mm-hmm. and that there are things that you need to do. And if you don't do those things at the right time, you might even suffer some penalties.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, you know, baby boomer generation, Gen X coming up behind, what are the things that we need to start being aware of as we age as it pertains to Medicare?
Okay, so the first thing is when you turn 65, most people are eligible for Medicare. If you have worked your 40 quarter hours or 10 years and you had FICA, which is the Federal Insurance Contributions Act, taken out of your paycheck, then you're eligible for Medicare. Medicare is also available for those that are under the age of 65 with a disability. And if you have end-stage renal disease, you're eligible for Medicare at any age. So the first thing you want to do is make sure that you've paid in to Medicare so that you qualify. And then you should begin to look at Medicare the 6 months before you turn 65. So you have 3 months of your birthday, before your birthday, the month of your birthday, and then the 3 months after your birthday is when you're eligible to start enrolling and looking at plans and doing everything to get in Medicare.
And at 65, if you also have employer insurance, would you still go ahead and do Medicare?
So you'll automatically, if you've already worked your quarters, you'll automatically be enrolled in Part A. And then you would need to contact your HR department to find out if they require you at 65 to enroll in Part B so that you won't be subject to penalties. And then you would go from there.
This is great information, and this is all information that everybody needs to know. So everybody remember that 65, 3 months from your birthday, you might want to reach out to GeorgiaCares and start trying to figure these things out. So 65 is the age, and for whatever reason, I thought it was 70. Now, you've given the phone number for GeorgiaCares. How else can our listeners engage with GeorgiaCares and find out about the services that you provide?
So once you call our local number, you can schedule to come to one of our off-site counseling stations. We have one in all of the 10 counties that we serve. You can also schedule to come into the office, or we can schedule to come out to you and do one-on-one counseling.
So whatever your need is and wherever you are, there's a way for you to get in touch with GeorgiaCares.
Absolutely.
If our listeners, you know, maybe it's a church, maybe it's a sorority, and they want someone from GeorgiaCares to come out,
mm-hmm.
how can, and that way it's not an individual one-on-one, but you can get with a group of people. And I always find that good because someone might ask a question that you didn't think about. But if you've, you know, got a group, how large a group does it need to be? And will you all come out and address, you know, a church usher board or a sorority or a PTA?
Absolutely. So we don't have a minimum requirement of amount of people that we'll come present to. But all you have to do is call that toll-free number, the 877-220-0127. And you can request a presenter for your organization, church, or group. You can also visit the Georgia Cares website, which is at www.mygeorgiacares.org, and complete the visit request form, and then I would get back with you to schedule that.
So Georgia Cares is definitely a resource that everyone, the older you get, the more likely you will need to reach out to Georgia Cares at some point. But what are some of the questions that, you know, kind of always come up? You know, what are the questions that you think people should ask, but that one never comes up?
Oh, okay. So generally the questions that always come up are, how do I know if I selected the right plan? How much is this going to cost me? What should I do? Those are easy because you know your health and you know that only you can make the best decision for you, and we'll help you guide you. The question that seniors should ask about Medicare is Medicare preventative services. Medicare offers preventative services to help seniors stay healthy and screen for other health conditions. So we always want you to check on your preventative services. You need to know what immunizations are covered, what annual visits you get for free, what visits that you have to do every so many years. So you always want to check on your preventative services. And that's a question that a lot of people don't ask, but they should.
And those preventative services, you just mentioned immunizations. You know, we know about immunizations for young people and, you know, babies and people going to public school and all those kinds of things. But seniors age into
Absolutely.
Immunizations that they need to be aware of, from
Right.
pneumonia to shingles and a lot of other things that can be very debilitating.
Mm-hmm.
With seniors' age.
Absolutely. And those are also listed in the Medicare and You handbook that everyone gets every year.
Star, I want to thank you so much, because every time I talk with someone from Georgia Cares, I learn something new about Medicare, you know, to help with the seniors in my life. I'm going to give those numbers again. It's Georgia Cares, 877-220-0127. And then the website is www.mygeorgiacares.org.
Absolutely.
Star, thank you so much.
And thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So glad to share this information. Thank you.